The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Lancelot Andrews, Bishop of Winchester, 1626. An amazing preacher, poet, person of prayer, known for his private prayers, a volume of prayers, and for his sermons on the Lord's Prayer, 13 sermons on each of the 13 petitions of the Matthean version of the prayers, focusing his understanding of prayer around the three verbs in Luke, knock, seek, and find. Is that right? What is that? What's it, the three? It's not it. Ask, seek, and knock. Sorry, ask, seek, and knock. That's going to be important later. Ask, seek, and knock. All right. And also known for the fact that T.S. Eliot took a line from his Epiphany sermon to begin the journey of the Magi. So I think of, and you can read these 13 sermons on the Lord's Prayer online in the privacy of your own home. And I dipped into those myself. I love Winchester. I've been there with my husband. I've supped in the pubs and shopped in the shops, and it evokes this amazing literary, English, wordy piece of our Christian heritage. I love that. And this week at the seminary, we're preparing for the Blandy Lectures and the visit of Brian Stevenson, a contemporary prophet, person of incredible vision and power. And in thinking about preparing for this visit and preparing for Brian's message to us and thinking about the power of prayer, I think of another part of our Christian heritage, which is the mothering souls, the women who play a particular role in African-American churches, who are kind of the unofficial power centers. And Danielle McCrae writes about these women and their role in the African-American church in her article, Mothering Souls, in the Anglican Theological Review. She writes that this relationship, this mothering relationship in the parish, grew out of the context of slavery, where biological kinship relations were broken and destroyed, and fictive kinship relations were created among surrogate mothers and surrogate fathers and siblings in the community. And these women in these churches did and still do chastise the preacher, support the preacher. Martin Luther King Jr. and Howard Thurman were supported and kept in line by these mothers of the church. And these mothers of the church didn't just reflect on theodicy in an abstract way, but they knew the power of evil in their own communities and in the world. And they prayed both for strength and courage for those they interceded for, and at the same time believed in their agency and creativity. So it wasn't a passive kind of prayer. It was a faithful prayer, a prayer for courage, and a prayer that believed in the ability of people to make justice. So now we get to Luke, the Lucan version of the Lord's Prayer, followed by the amazing ask, seek, and knock. Luke's prayer, Lord's Prayer, is as short as Lancelot Andrews' sermons are long. Luke is the motivational coach, just do it, Lord's Prayer. Father, your kingdom come. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Forget the will be done. Give us today our daily bread. Save us from the time of trial. Very direct, very powerful. All built around seeking, asking, seeking, and knocking. Asking, Lancelot Andrews says, asking is about knowing that you need God. Seeking is about knowing that you're lost. And knocking is about asking to be let through the door. In Jeffrey Toobin's article about Brian Stevenson in The New Yorker, he tells this amazing story about Brian Stevenson's advocacy for Joe Williams on death row. And he, Joe Williams is granted a release. And he's about to get out of prison. And it turns out that the date of his release has been miscalculated. And he has to go back to prison. And in responding to Brian Stevenson when he shares this news, Joe Williams says, push, pray until something happens. Push, pray until something happens. Ask, seek, knock. Lancelot Andrews is part of our Christian heritage that we claim today. The mothering souls of the African American church are part of our Christian heritage that we claim today. The Gospel of Luke's Lord's Prayer is our heritage that we claim. Ask, seek, knock, pray until something happens.